Welcome to this special presentation of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. This morning, from St. Joseph Cathedral in Columbus, Ohio, the 2019 ordination of the priests for the Diocese of Columbus. Being ordained this morning are Deacons Brian Beal, P.J. Brandimarty, Kyle Tennant, and Christopher Yackel. The celebrant is Bishop Robert J. Brennan. We now go live to St. Joseph Cathedral.
Thank you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
Amen.
Peace be with you. Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess, therefore I ask, Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and the saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Christe eleison.
pray. Lord, how a God who in governing your people make use of the ministry of priests, grant a persevering obedience to your will to these the deacons of your church, whom you graciously choose today for the office of the priesthood, so that by their ministry and life they may gain glory for you in Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring glad tidings to the lowly, to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and release to the prisoners, to announce a year of favor from the Lord, and a day of vindication by our God, to comfort all who mourn, to place on those who mourn in Zion a diadem instead of ashes, to give them oil of gladness in place of mourning, a glorious mantle instead of listless spirit. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews.
Every high priest is taken from among men and made their representative before God to offer gifts and sacrifices for sins. He is able to deal patiently with the ignorant and erring, for he himself is beset by weakness, and so, for this reason, must make sin offerings for himself as well as for the people. No one takes this honor upon himself, but only when called by God, just as Aaron was. In the same way, it was not Christ who glorified himself in becoming high priest, but rather the one who said to him, "You are my son. This day I have begotten you." Just as he says in another place, "You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek." In the days when he was in the flesh, he offered prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to the one who was able to save him from death. And he was heard because of his reverence. Son though he was, he learned obedience from what he suffered. And when he was made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, declared by God high priest according to the order of Melchizedek.
The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you,
Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete. This is my commandment. Love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends, because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you, and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. This I command you, love one another.
The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus
Christopher John Yeagle.
Bishop Brennan, Holy Mother Church asks you to ordain these, our brothers, to the responsibility of the priesthood.
Do you know them to be worthy?
After inquiry among the Christian people, and upon the recommendation of those responsible, I testify that they have been found worthy.
Relying on the help of the Lord God and our Savior Jesus Christ, we choose these, our brothers, for the order of the priesthood.
Thanks be to God.
Beloved brothers and sisters, dear friends in Christ, you are very welcome here today at St. Joseph's Cathedral on this glorious and momentous day. Thank you for being here. We're so glad that you are here. Your presence here certainly is a sign of your great love and your pride in your son, your brother, your relative, your friend. It's a sign of your great love for the church and the great gift that God is giving to us today in this beautiful sacrament, in the ordination of four new priests. For me, it is always, always great to be together with Bishop Griffin and Bishop Campbell. And I'm so glad that you are here for this ordination mass, where I'm so glad to be part of your legacy. And I want to welcome Archbishop Timothy Broglio. Archbishop Broglio is here because Deacon Chris Yeko is co-sponsored by the Military Ordinariate. Archbishop Broglio is an Ohioan himself from Cleveland. We are thrilled that you are with us as well. Because these our sons, who are your relatives and friends, are now to be advanced to the order of priests, consider, friends, carefully the nature of the rank in the church to which they are to be raised. It is true that God has made his entire holy people a royal priesthood in Christ. Nevertheless, our great priest himself, Jesus Christ, chose certain disciples to carry out publicly, in his name, and on behalf of mankind, a priestly office in the church. For Christ was sent by the Father, and he, in turn, sent the apostles into the world, so that through them and their successors, the bishops, he might continue to exercise his office of teacher, priest, and shepherd. Indeed, priests are the established co-workers of the order of bishops with whom they are joined in the priestly office and with whom they are called to serve God's holy people. After mature deliberation, these, our brothers, are now to be ordained to the priesthood in the order of the presbyterate so as to serve Christ the teacher, priest, and shepherd, by whose ministry his body, that is the church, is built and grows into the people of God, a holy temple. In being configured to Christ the eternal high priest and joined to the priesthood of the bishops, they will be consecrated as true priests of the New Testament to preach the gospel, to shepherd God's people, and to celebrate the sacred liturgy, especially the Lord's sacrifice. Now, dear sons, you are to be raised to the order of the priesthood. For your part, you will exercise the sacred duty of teaching in the name of Christ the teacher. Impart to everyone the word of God which you have received with joy. In this way, indeed, the gospel you preach is a message of joy and hope for the world. Let God's people see that joy in you. United to Christ, the teacher, through ordination, the Spirit of the Lord is upon you, as now you are anointed and sent forth. Yes, to go forth in his name, to bring glad tidings to the lowly and liberty to captives, to heal the brokenhearted, to comfort those who mourn, to lift burdens, placing a glorious mantle in place of a listless spirit. You know that the splendor of truth is, in fact, good news. It is the joy of the gospel. I beg you, through your charity and fidelity to the gospel, lift people up to know the beauty of friendship in Jesus Christ. Be kind, be patient, be understanding. By word and example, build up the house which is God's church. I know your goodness. I've seen it firsthand, even in these short weeks. Let that goodness lead people to Jesus Christ. Likewise, you will exercise in Christ the high priest the office of sanctifying. As celebrants of the mystery of the Lord's death and resurrection. Be holy and strive to put to death whatever in your members is sinful, to walk in newness of life. Jesus calls you his friends. He laid down his life for you. He makes known to you what he has heard from the Father. Know Jesus Christ. Spend time with him in prayer. Let him speak to you, encourage you, challenge you, and remain with you. Celebrate the Eucharist with love and devotion, faithfully. Be faithful and honest in spiritual direction and in the sacrament of reconciliation. Yourselves, pray the office and never cease learning, never, especially through the sacred scriptures. Remember when you gather others into the people of God through baptism, when you forgive sins in the name of Christ and the church in the sacrament of penance, when you comfort the sick with the holy oil and celebrate the sacred rites, when you offer prayers of praise and thanks to God through the hours of the day, not only for the people of God, but for the whole world. Carry out the ministry of Christ the priest with constant joy and genuine love, attending not to your own concerns, but to those of Jesus Christ. Finally, sons, exercising for your part the office of Christ, the head and shepherd, while united with the bishop and subject to him, strive to bring the faithful together into one family, so that you may lead them to God the Father through Christ and in the Holy Spirit. Walk with God's people. Listen and encourage. Be generous and approachable with your time. Be generous and available with the sacrament of reconciliation. Keep always before you, before your eyes, the example of the Good Shepherd, who came not to be served, but to serve, who came to seek out and save. Dear sons, before you enter the order of priests of the priesthood, you must declare before the people your intention to undertake this office. Do you resolve, with the help of the Holy Spirit, to discharge without fail the office of priesthood in the presbyteral rank as worthy fellow workers with the order of bishops in caring for the Lord's flock? Do you resolve to exercise the ministry of the word worthily and wisely, preaching the gospel and teaching the Catholic faith?
I do.
Do you resolve to celebrate faithfully and reverently, in accord with the Church's tradition, the mysteries of Christ, especially the sacrifice of the Eucharist and the sacrament of reconciliation, for the glory of God and the sanctification of the Christian people? Do you resolve to implore with us God's mercy upon the people entrusted to your care by observing the command to pray without ceasing? Do you resolve to be united more closely every day to Christ the High Priest, who offered himself for us to the Father as a pure sacrifice, and with him to consecrate yourselves to God for the salvation of all? Do you promise respect and obedience to me and my successors? May God, who has begun the good work in you, bring it to fulfillment. Amen. Do you promise respect and obedience to me and my successors? May God, who has begun the good work in you, bring it to fulfillment. Do you promise respect and obedience to me and my successors?
I do.
May God, who has begun the good work in you, bring it to fulfillment. Amen. Do you promise respect and obedience to me and my successors?
I do.
May God, who has begun the good work in you, bring it to fulfillment. Amen. My dear people, let us pray that God, the all-powerful Father, will pour out abundantly the gifts of heaven on these, his servants, whom he has chosen for the office of priesthood.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Holy Mary, Mother of God,
pray for us.
Saint Michael,
pray for us.
Holy angels of God,
pray for us.
Saint John the Baptist,
pray for us.
Saint Joseph,
pray.
And Saint Paul,
pray for us.
Saint Andrew,
pray for us.
Saint John,
pray for us.
Saint Mary Magdalene,
pray for us.
Saint Stephen,
pray for us.
Saint Ignatius of Antioch,
pray for us.
Saint Lawrence,
pray for us.
Saint Perpetua and Saint Felicity,
pray for us.
Saint Agnes,
pray for us.
Saint Gregory,
pray.
Saint Augustine,
pray for us.
Saint Athanasius,
pray for us.
Saint Basil,
pray for us.
Saint Martin,
pray for us.
Saint Patrick,
pray.
John Paul the Second,
pray for us.
Saint Benedict,
pray for us.
Saint Francis and Saint Dominic,
pray for us.
Saint John of Capistrano,
pray for us.
Francis Xavier,
pray for us.
Saint John Vianney,
pray for us.
Saint Peter Julian Aimard,
pray for us.
Saint Damian of Molokai,
pray for us.
Saint Catherine of Siena,
pray for us.
Saint Teresa of Jesus,
pray for us.
Saint Dismas,
pray for us.
Saint Monica,
pray for us.
Saint Teresa of Calcutta,
pray for us.
All holy men and women, saints of God,
pray for us.
Lord, be merciful.
Lord, deliver us, we pray.
From all evil,
Lord, deliver us, we pray.
From every sin,
Lord, deliver us, we pray.
From everlasting death,
Lord, deliver us, we pray.
By your incarnation,
Lord, deliver us, we pray.
By your death and resurrection,
Lord, deliver us, we pray.
By the outpouring of the Holy Spirit,
Lord, deliver us, we pray.
Be merciful to us sinners,
Lord, we ask you to hear our prayer.
Jesus, Son of the living God,
Lord, we ask you to hear our prayer.
Christ, hear us.
Christ, hear us.
Christ, graciously hear us.
Christ, graciously hear us.
Hear us, we beseech you, Lord our God, and pour out on these servants of yours the blessing of the Holy Spirit and the power of priestly grace, that those whom in the sight of your mercy we offer to be consecrated may be surrounded by your rich and unfailing gifts through Christ our Lord.
Draw near, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, Author of human dignity. It is you who apportion all graces. Through you, everything progresses. Through you, all things are made to stand firm. To form a priestly people, you appoint ministers of Christ, your Son, by the power of the Holy Spirit, arranging them in different orders. Already, in your earlier covenant, offices arose, established through mystical rites, when you set Moses and Aaron over your people to govern and sanctify them. You chose men next in rank and dignity to accompany them and assist them in their task. So too, in the desert, you implanted the spirit of Moses in the hearts of 70 wise men, and with their help, he ruled your people with greater ease. So also, upon the sons of Aaron, you poured an abundant share of their father's plenty, that the number of priests prescribed by the law might be sufficient for the sacrifices of the tabernacle, which were a shadow of the good things to come. But in these last days, Holy Father, you sent your Son into the world, Jesus, who is apostle and high priest of our confession. Through the Holy Spirit, he offered himself to you as a spotless victim. And he made his apostles, consecrated in the truth, sharers in his mission. You provided them also with companions to proclaim and carry out the work of salvation throughout the whole world. And now, we beseech you, Lord, in our weakness, to grant us these helpers that we need to exercise the priesthood that comes from the apostles. Grant, we pray, Almighty Father, to these your servants, the dignity of the priesthood. Renew deep within them the spirit of holiness. May they henceforth possess this office, which comes from you, O God, and is next in rank to the office of bishop. And by the example of their manner of life, may they instill right conduct. May they be worthy co-workers with our order, so that by their preaching and through the grace of the Holy Spirit, the words of the gospel may bear fruit in human hearts and reach even to the ends of the earth. Together with us, may they be faithful stewards of your mysteries, so that your people may be renewed in the waters of rebirth and nourished from your altar, so that sinners may be reconciled and the sick raised up. May they be joined with us, Lord, in imploring your mercy for the people entrusted to their care and for all the world. And so may the full number of nations gathered together in Christ be transformed into your one people and made perfect in your kingdom Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ, whom the Father anointed with the Holy Spirit and power, guard you and preserve you, that you may sanctify the Christian people and offer sacrifices to God. The Lord Jesus Christ, whom the Father anointed with the Holy Spirit and with power, guard you and preserve you, that you may sanctify the Christian people and offer sacrifice to God. The Lord Jesus Christ, whom the Father anointed with the Holy Spirit and power, guard you and preserve you, that you may sanctify the Christian people and offer sacrifice to God. The Lord Jesus Christ, whom the Father anointed with the Holy Spirit and power, guard you and preserve you, that you may sanctify the Christian people and offer sacrifice to God.
receive the oblation of the holy people to be offered to God. Understand what you do. Imitate what you celebrate. And conform your life to the mystery of the Lord's cross. Receive the oblation of the holy people to be offered to God. Understand what you do. Imitate what you celebrate. And conform your life to the mystery of the cross. Receive the oblation of the holy people to be offered to God. Understand what you do. Imitate what you celebrate. And conform your life to the mystery of the Lord's cross. Receive the oblation of the holy people to be offered to God. Understand what you do. Imitate what you celebrate, and conform your life to the mystery of the Lord's cross.
Father, with you, Father.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours will be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. O God, who have willed that your priests should minister at the holy altar and serve your people, grant by the power of this sacrifice, we pray, that the labors of your servants may constantly please you, and in your church bear that fruit which lasts forever, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for by the anointing of the Holy Spirit, you made your only begotten Son, High Priest of the new and eternal covenant, and by your wondrous design were pleased to decree that his one priesthood should continue in the church. For Christ not only adorns with the royal priesthood the people he has made his own, but with a brother's kindness he also chooses men to become sharers in his sacred ministry through the laying on of hands. They are to renew in his name the sacrifice of human redemption, to set before your children the paschal banquet, to lead your holy people in charity, to nourish them with the word and strengthen them with the sacrament. As they give up their lives for you and for the salvation of their brothers and sisters, they strive to be conformed to the image of Christ himself and offer you a constant witness of faith and love. And so, Lord, with all the angels and saints, we too give you thanks, as in exaltation we acclaim. To you, therefore, most merciful Father, we make humble prayer and petition through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, that you accept and bless these gifts, these offerings, these holy and unblemished sacrifices, which we offer you firstly for your Holy Catholic Church. Be pleased to grant her peace, to God unite and govern her throughout the whole world, together with your servant Francis, our Pope, and me, your unworthy servant, and all those who, holding to the truth, hand on the Catholic and apostolic faith.
Remember, Lord, your servants and all gathered here, whose faith and devotion are known to you. For them we offer you this sacrifice of praise, for they offer it for themselves and all who are dear to them, for the redemption of their souls, in hope of health and well-being, and paying their homage to you, the eternal God, living and true.
In communion with those whose memory we venerate, especially the most glorious ever-Virgin Mary, Mother of our God and Lord Jesus Christ, and Blessed Joseph, her spouse, your blessed apostles and martyrs, Peter and Paul, Andrew, James, John, Thomas, James, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Simon and Jude, Linus, Cletus, Clement, Sixtus, Cornelius, Cyprian, Lawrence, Chrysogonus, John and Paul, Cosmas and Damian, and all your saints, we ask that through their merits and prayers in all things, we may be defended by your protecting help.
Therefore, Lord, we pray, graciously accept this oblation of our service, that of your whole family, which we make to you, also for these your servants, whom you have been pleased to raise to the order of priesthood, and in your mercy keep safe your gifts in them, so that what they have received by divine commission they may fulfill by divine assistance. Be pleased, O God, we pray, to bless, acknowledge, and approve this offering in every respect. Make it spiritual and acceptable, so that it may become for us the body and blood of your most beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. On the day before he was to suffer, he took bread in his holy and venerable hands, and with eyes raised to heaven, to you, O God, his almighty Father, giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took this precious chalice in his holy and venerable hands. And once more, giving you thanks, he said the blessing and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the Blessed Passion, the resurrection from the dead, and the glorious ascension into heaven of Christ, your Son, our Lord, we, your servants and your holy people, offer to your glorious majesty, from the gifts that you have given us, this pure victim, this holy victim, this spotless victim, the holy bread of eternal life, and the chalice of everlasting salvation. Be pleased to look upon these offerings with a sincere and kindly countenance, and to accept them as once you were pleased to accept the gifts of your servant Abel the Just, the sacrifice of Abraham, our father in faith, and the offering of your high priest Melchizedek, a holy sacrifice, a spotless victim. In humble prayer, we ask you, Almighty God, command that these gifts be borne by the hands of your holy angel to your altar on high, in the sight of your divine majesty, so that all of us who through this participation at the altar receive the most holy body and blood of your Son may be filled with every grace and heavenly blessing.
Remember also, Lord, your servants who have gone before us with the sign of faith and rest in the sleep of peace. Grant them, O Lord, we pray, and all who sleep in Christ, a place of refreshment, light, and peace.
To us also, your servants, who those sinners, hope in your abundant mercies. Graciously grant some share and fellowship with your holy apostles and martyrs, with John the Baptist, Stephen, Matthias, Barnabas, Ignatius, Alexander, Marcellinus, Peter, Felicity, Perpetua, Agatha, Lucy, Agnes, Cecilia, Anastasia, and all your saints. Admit us, we beseech you, into their company, not weighing our merits, but granting us your pardon through Christ our Lord.
Through whom you continue to make all these good things, O Lord. You sanctify them, fill them with life, bless them, and bestow them upon us. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit. Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb. Let us pray. May the divine sacrifice we have offered and received, O Lord, give new life to your priests and to all your servants, that, united to you in unfailing love, they may receive the grace of giving worthy service to your majesty, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Immediately after Mass, there will be a reception in the Undercroft. All are invited down. You can access the Undercroft through the elevator, or the quickest way possibly is to go outside down the broad street steps, turn right, and go into the courtyard. You'll see a set of pale yellow doors with a handicap sign on there. You can go there and take roughly six steps down into the Undercroft. There will be first blessings. That'll take place in approximately 15 to 20 minutes after the recessional hymn. So again, if you want to have some first blessings by our newly ordained, that's wonderful. Some of you may want to go downstairs first, then come back upstairs. We do ask that, out of deference to the family members, especially the parents, that you allow the parents to have blessings from their sons first. So those will all be set up here on the carpet with the kneelers and whatnot. But please give deference to the parents and the families who are here present first. Thank you.
Actually, could you be seated for just a moment? I won't. Father Brian Beale, Father Paul Brandy Marty, Father Kyle Tennant, and Father Christopher Yackel. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? May I thank all those who made our sacred celebration so beautiful. There's a lot of work behind the scenes and a lot of work right here to make this so very beautiful and prayerful. And I thank each and join with all of you in thanking each and every one of them. I had a chance yesterday to meet the parents of our newly ordained priests, and what wonderful, wonderful families you come from. And what great parents you have. I want to, well, parents, would you please stand in your places? We are all so very happy and so very proud today, but we also know it's just a shadow of the joy and the pride you feel today as well, and it justifiably so. We thank you so very, very much. You are the ones who formed them, not only in the faith, but gave that first bit of formation that led them to God's altar today. We're so happy and so thankful to you. To all of your families and all who came, all of our visitors, we appreciate your goodness here. I'd like to say a word of particular thanks to our deacons and to our religious. There's just such a beautiful culture of religious life around here and a beautiful culture of vocations. I'm just so incredibly impressed. It's everything I could have hoped for. To our seminaries and our vocation director, to Father Paul Noble, our vocation director, to Father Chris Schreck could not be with us, but our new rector, Father Steve Bissot, is here, as well as part of the faculty of the Josephinum. And Father Stephen Lenihan represents St. John the 23rd Seminary. Thank you for being with us today, and thanks to all of you for your hard work in the formation of these men. We are deeply grateful. I'm going to ask, well, let me first say a word to the bishops. Again, you know my great admiration and love for the bishops of Columbus, and I'm proud to count them among my friends. And Archbishop Broglio was so glad that you would be here as well. You know, Bishop Griffin was at an ordination last week. Did you know that? He was up in Cleveland for the ordination of his own great nephew. Isn't that great? And celebrating masses of Thanksgiving tomorrow, I know you'll be all around, but you'll be joined too by Father Brogan Ryan, priest of the Holy Cross province, who is a son of Columbus as well. So again, church here in Columbus, you're doing a great job. Keep at it. We need your prayers and your encouragement along the way. And finally, I'm asking if the priest of the Diocese of Columbus would please stand. Gentlemen, we welcome you to this wonderful presbyterate, and people of God, are we not blessed? And now I ask you, please stand for the blessing. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May God, who founded the church and guides her still, protect you constantly with his grace, that you may faithfully discharge the duties of priesthood. Amen. May he make you servants and witnesses in the world to divine charity and truth, and faithful ministers of reconciliation. Amen. And may he make you true shepherds to provide living bread and word of life to the faithful, that they may continue to grow in the unity of the body of Christ. Amen. And may Almighty God bless all of you who are gathered here, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life.
Thanks be to God.